been a dramatic last couple of minutes to the game.
It was utterly bizarre, you know, and I just heard that Dunfermline missed three penalties here early in the season, which is really, really bizarre. I thought one of them was a definite penalty, but didn't think that there was a penalty though, the Scott McKenna one, but kind of mixed emotions. I felt it was a travesty we were getting beat at half time. I thought we dominated most of the first half and loads of balls across their goal, couldn't score, which is a problem for us. We need to have people get in areas where they can score from, and then for 15-20 minutes in the second half it looked a matter of when we were going to score. I mean, we've just completely and utterly dominated. It's a weird one because after that I feel like is it 2 points drop, is it 2 points won because they missed two penalties, but we had so many, we really dominated for 15-20 minutes. But then you've got to give Dunfermline praise, you know, when they got the penalty then the crowd got up. I know what it's like here, and they came at us, and obviously Fleming saved something. I think they've only scored two penalties against us in 16 penalties.
The second one was pretty special, wasn't it?
It's a good save. So it was a weird one. We feel we dominated a lot of the game, and the second half in particular for that 20 minutes we were moving it about and we had them hemmed in and we had two or three great chances. And to be fair to their goalie, he made a couple of really good saves. One from Gary in particular was great. But at the end, you're thinking, I'm pleased with a point, but ultimately we feel it's maybe 2 points draw. But then again, they missed two penalties. So you can get flat, it's a bit weird. All right.
Brilliant, thanks. Okay,